Hello?
Is that all tailor faxes?
Yes.
And we have the order for Wednesday. We have the order of, that means all pages.
Yeah.
And we have order for Monday. First, the good message. We will first deliver you tomorrow with the
four products.
That's okay.
Yeah.
The delivery of Monday actually sees in that way that you get all products.
Yes.
And you get all products the same for next Wednesday.
Yes.
That is okay.
Yes.
Then the question you had to the they in I think in they wrote 40% sind annulliert.
Yeah. Das sind diesen Telefax hab sie gesendet hier zu nein.
Yeah?
I speak English.
Yeah, yeah.
This telefax, your transport company or your or Nadler have sent the telefax from Bob, I think, to me.
Uh-huh.
And when I write 40% is annulled, it's I can see we have ordered 23 product.
Uh-huh.
And 9 of them
uh-huh.
Is gestrichen.
Uh-huh.
And then I said 40% of the uh-huh. different product has to uh-huh. be annulled. And I think it is a lot when you have annulled all that.
But that is in total not true. The point is following. I told you that we one is true. We had a strong shortage, and I told you on telephone in the beginning of the new year.
Yeah.
It happened out of the situation that we in the between the years, that means between Christmas and New Year, had a tremendous increase here of orders,
yeah.
And we had new people there. And new people took from the reserve pellets and sent it away. Okay, it can happen, and we have made some regulations that this will not happen again.
You mean that it could? It is a kind of
internal procedure.
Yes, of the old one, and then you think it is the last time that
it's the last time. We have made regulations that not will happen again.
But the system when you sent me on that way is very good. We got it in the evening, and then next morning we are coming at the delivering day.
Uh-huh.
We see that everything is okay.
Right. And that is the procedure where Karin telephoned to Mr. Schulz and said, okay, that's the right way.
Yeah.
And Mr. Schulz is opposite to me, says he will have his eyes on it, that in the future you get always an information what is, if there is anything delayed or anything else.
Mm.
But if you, when you see on the question I had to you is what's the Fleischerrad Meredith?
Yeah.
You are right, we didn't deliver that.
Yeah.
But you must see, that is all out of the, you are of a second additional order from you, from your side.
Yeah.
You ordered Fleischerrad Meredith on the 7th, and you got all.
Yeah.
And then for the 9th, you had the normal order for the 9th, you had the first additional order, and then you had a second additional order. And out of that, there is the Fleischerrad Meredith was not available, only for this very small day.
Mm.
You have got by all products in the following day a second delivery, let me call that, or a nach delivery.
Yes.
So if anything of your bosses or other people say, okay, there doesn't happen anything, or 40% annulliert, you get products, if we don't have all available on this day, you get it the next day to transport costs of ours.
Yes. I know it, but that I mean it is it's take a long of your time when
that's right.
Yes.
That shouldn't be the normal way. It costs your time and my time, and Schulz's time and Karin's time and so on.
That's right.
It's stupid.
But okay, we have a little bit with the old things you have told me about the new working people on the factory and all that, and then from the next week, I think it's and you also think it will be much better.
Yeah. You have seen we have had a time in December and November where you have got all the deliveries correctly presented, and we had one failure. Actually, I told you out of the situation of the tremendous increase between the days, between the Christmas and New Year's days, and with new people where reserved parties haven't not delivered, and it's one mistake, and I must convince you, and I will convince you from next Monday. It's all going around, and the four products where we were short, you will deliver not yesterday, but tomorrow morning.
Yes. Okay. And I think that we do it in this way, that we sent the order to Mr. Schulz, and then we sent a copy to you.
Yeah.
And when he sent me a copy of the Lieferschein, I said it also last time, and it is that it is a good idea when he also sent the same to you.
Yeah.
And actually, you also, for example, see that a lot of product here getting out.
Yeah. Right.
And then actually, you can take care of it at the same moment.
Okay. And we have, when you telephone, or if there should be a problem, we have the same knowledge on all.
And then you have sent me a letter about the problem with the prices in your EDB.
Yeah.
And actually here, the letter has sent me a letter. It was about the delivering in December, and also there was something wrong with the prices.
Yeah.
I did not have the letter here, but okay.
You have the understanding for
this
price problem.
Yes.
If there is one price not put in as a special price, the EDP automatically takes the list price, and then you have we have differences. And I have also checked that all articles you order are in special list price and special prices in the EDP. But there might be, as you said, might be additional out of November or December, two or three deliveries where we have differences, and I give you directly a credit note. Only give it to me and you get a credit note.
Very fine. And now here in last week I got your letter about the credit notes, and all thing is we have sent them to the office which pay them, and I think now it's history.
okay.
So.
And I check also, I have it on my desk, when they send you and this Gaussia goes directly to Eschenhöhen or to my team, when they get the credit note, I get the information, and then we know it's all history, really.
Very good.
Okay. Okay.
But here about the weather here in Denmark, we have a very stormy weather here the last 2 days. It is the same in Deutschland, Germany.
Really the same.
Uh-huh.
And I hope it it will have calmed down end of January, as we in the first days of February will take Fastnacht.
Okay. But did you have you did not have any snow in now?
No, actually not.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that we get it. Normally, or in the past years, we had always on the 17th of February. Then we had snow till mid of March, and then it was gone.
Uh-huh.
I think it will be the same here, this year.
Yeah.
But more important for us all, what was the stupid guy in Baghdad, huh?
Yes, I will say to you, what do you think? Did they get war in Iraq, or what do you think about that?
It looks like, huh?
Yes, I think.
If that happens, it will be terrible for all of us. Huh?
Of course, yes. I think that, yes, I think, but all people against the boy said it is a terrible man and horrible man, and I also think that the Russian will go in Iraq if it's necessary, but it's a lot of people which have to die here the next 2 months.
Terrible, really terrible.
And what did he, what can he do with Israel? And did he send a bomb or two or three there? What's happening?
Yeah, I think he plays the game to the war, it looks like.
Yes.
He will have war, and I don't think that one can stop him by negotiation. I think one can only stop him by putting really a war. And that is terrible for the people who are there. And I think also for the Iraqi people it is terrible.
Yes, but for years ago, it's United States have supported him and give him a lot of money and the weapons and
against the war of Iran.
So
that's a bad thing of the that comes back.
But at what time did you think it started, and how do you think it started the war?
I don't think if they don't come to a positive solution in negotiation, then I think they will start again at the earliest, and on the 15th or the 16th.
Yeah,
they will do it very quick, and with terrible weapons, I think. They will bomb total Baghdad down or anything.
No, I think that they have to do that. If they started with a traditional weapon and air weapon to have a fight like in the Second World War, it's go, have to be a long war. I think they may be the most modern weapon to stop that but okay.
If they do it, they have to do it very quick, but with the strongest effort, and the terrible weapons they have. Okay.
But there have to be something to write in the newspapers and see in the television in the next week.
Yeah. I hope it will not happen.
Yes.
And I hope they will see us both. In a good mood and good situation in February.
Yes. You said to me it was Thursday the 7th of February.
Yeah.
The problem is that my wife has birthday this day.
Oh.
but
we all have from here.
And actually, if it's not snow and all that, I think it's most quickest to take my car.
Yeah.
About 5-6 hours. If I have to fly, I have to go out of the town here to take only 1.5 hour to have a plane to Copenhagen, to have another plane to Düsseldorf.
And it lasts the same time then.
It's the same time, but it's not so hard to fly, but okay.
Have a look on that. I give you the invitation and program.
Yes.
And we should in the morning. There's nothing much happening of Fastnacht. Anything we make business time. And
yeah.
In the afternoon we have a look through Düsseldorf or Cologne. Yeah.
Okay. No.
Okay.